Where the glory of God is present, every lie of the enemy must collapse. Every work of the enemy must collapse. Every vestige of darkness must surrender. By the way, listen, I sense the glory. Please do your biblical due diligence. The Bible doesn't say that Dagon fell behind or to the side. The Bible says that Dagon fell in front. Oh, you don't get it. Let me explain it. The Hebrew verbiage there is precise what appears in Psalm 97, verse 7. Every false god must bow in front of... Open up your mouth, because Dagon will fall in your praise. Open up your mouth, because Dagon will collapse in your worship. God inhabits the praises of his people. Lift up your hands. Every lie against you and your family, and I don't care if that lie has a multi-generational element. Oh, I don't care if that lie is the byproduct of a traumatic experience. Here's the word of the Lord for you. Hey, your trauma is about to become your testimony. Come on in. This happened. They walked in the next morning, and this is what they saw. See right there. This is what they saw. They literally saw this. They saw that, and they saw the ark of God. Oh, you missed it. They found Dagon, but the ark of God was still what? I need you to look at someone and tell them, in spite of all I've been through, in spite of everything that fell around me, I'm still standing. Shake somebody, tell them, I'm still standing. I've been through hell and high water, but I'm still standing. The enemy gave me his best shot, but I'm still standing. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Is there anyone here still standing after all? Lift up both hands. There's glorious presence inside of you, 1 Corinthians 3:16. There's a glorious promise inside of you, 1 Corinthians 2:9. There's glorious purpose for your life, Psalm 138, verse 8. You're still standing. Because the glory of God never falls. Not only do you carry the glory, get over yourself, the glory carries you. Because God loves you so much that he takes you from glory to glory. With both hands raised, can you make the declaration that will prompt the enemy to purchase anti-anxiety medication? I want you to say, I'm still standing. People abandoned you, but some people unfollowed you, but just one more time. Is there anyone who can praise like you're still standing while everybody else just... Hey! Somebody praise! Let the church rise up! Let the church rise up! Let the church rise up! Let us declare we are still! Now all glory to God who is able to keep you from falling away and bring you with great joy into his glorious presence without a single fault, John Jude 1:24. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. All right, we're done. Stand with... You are standing. This really happened. This is like, it's a series. Forget about The Walking Dead and forget about like The Crown. This is a series. This is, look. These guys walk in and they did this. Do me a favor. pick them up and put them back. They did this. They actually did this. Ready? Oh, I want to ask you, as I want to wrap up and pass the mic over. Who picked them up? Huh? Yeah. No, what I'm asking is, was it demons? No. Was it principalities and powers of darkness? No. Who was it? It was people. There are certain people that love to pick up the stuff that God has already knocked down in your life. Y'all. You need to stop hanging around people that always pick up the stuff that God already knocked down. If they're always bringing up your past and the hell you went through, if they're always telling you you're a victim. Oh, it trigger. You're traumatized. There's your twitch. Trigger. If all they do is tell you, look what the devil did, get away from them. Don't surround yourself with people that all they do is tell you, look what the devil did. One more time. Surround yourself with people that tell you, look what the Lord has done. Do not dare crucify what God has resurrected. And dare ye not resurrect what God has already crucified. All right, we're done. With both hands raised. The next morning, they left again, and the next morning, this guy was down here, but this time it was different. This thing was cut off. Only his trunk was left. In other words, the supernatural manifestation of the glory prompted this to fall into pieces. And then God supernaturally, we can't explain how, the stuff is moved to the doorway where the citizens of Ashdod, the first thing they saw the next morning was, all right, this time Humpty Dumpty will not be able to be on that wall again. No, you missed the whole message here. God's about to show up now in your life. Here are the words. Somebody shout, never again. No, somebody shout, never again. When Jesus said it is finished, John 19:30, he meant it. Hebrews 7:27, he died on the cross. He forgave our sins. He did it once and for all. Somebody shout, never again. So you're going to fall one more time, but this time raise your hand. Is there anyone here who has enough glory to shout, addiction dies in my generation? Now you miss it. Alcoholism dies in my generation. Adultery dies in my generation. Racism dies in my generation. Divorce dies in my generation. Are you ready for the glory of Jesus to show up where it will never? Let each generation tell his children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. Psalm 145, verse 4. All right, with your hands raised, when I count to three, this time he's falling down, and he's never going to occupy your space again. Here we go. Hands raised. Somebody shout, never again. Somebody say, never again. Our faith stands measured not by what we do when heaven falls upon us, but rather by what we do when hell stands next to us. When your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. When you are driven by anointing rather than ambition, nothing can stop you. When your hunger for righteousness is greater than your fear of criticism, nothing can stop you. When your faith is greater than your feelings, nothing can stop you. When God's word is more important than your opinion, nothing can stop you. And when your praise is louder than your pain, when your praise is louder than your pain, when your praise
hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest-growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Pastor Russell? Where's Pastor Sam? Hi, Pastor Sam. Come here, beautiful. Come here, sunshine. At the count of three, come down. You're not getting back up. Are you ready? One. I'm gonna count to three, you're gonna shout timber. Every Dagon comes down and it will never again occupy your space. Your children and your children's children and your children's children's children will be free from that Dagon that collapses in your generation. One, are you ready? Two, one. One, two, three, go! Somebody shout like the glory of Jesus. Somebody shout like the glory of God is filling your life. Somebody shout like the glory of Jesus defines you. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. Show me your glory. Stay right there, Pastor Sam, Pastor Russell, with great due deference. We're gonna do this in a very customized manner, and it's self-explanatory. Where's my citizens of Ashdod? Come here, gentlemen. I want you to pick up Pastor Russell the way you picked me up. Yeah? Should I call Pastor Otbossoff up here or Pastor David? Or we got this? I got it. That's my boy. That's it. Ride or die, baby. I got you. Okay. And this is, watch, not making this up. The Bible says that they carry the Ark of God over the very remains of what occupied its space. You missed it. God's about to promote and elevate you in order for the world to be changed with Jesus through you over the very things that once stood in your way. Are you hearing me right now? God's about to elevate you over the very things that once stood in your way. So I want you to lift him up and carry him over. Now, Pastor Sam, you're going to follow suit with me, because you're going to just, when I instruct you, you're going to go like this. Now, it's prophetic. Every lie of the enemy, every construct from the pit of hell against this nation, against the church in this nation, in this region, collapses in this generation by the authority of God in the name of Jesus. And God has anointed you to be the head and not the tail. We are about to see the words restoration, Joel 2:25. Yeah, it's restoration, but the glory like we've never seen before. And boy, has this region ever seen glory. I need you all to stretch out your hands. Every lie and every construct, every scheme of the devil, every plot of the enemy against the church in this region, everything the enemy has attempted to silence. I prophesy with fear and trembling. I use that word with the fear of the Lord undergirding me. I fear God. God's about to elevate planet shakers over the very constructs of the enemy that occupied space in this region. God's about to blow this up. We haven't seen the glory like we are about to see the glory coming out of Australia and New Zealand and Asia. Everything changes. God has this. The rod of Aaron never, we can't make things up. So we can't say the rod of Aaron came out of the box and hit the statue and it fell. That's made up. The Ten Commandments came out of the box and smacked Dagon's statue. That's made up. This is what the Ark of God did, because we could biblically substantiate it. That's it. The most powerful weapon you have, and you don't even know it. When hell shows up against you, be still and know that God is God. Psalm 46, verse 10. Are you ready? And Pastor Sam, come with me here. We're going to follow Pastor Russell. He's going to go first. Nothing. Lift up your hands. There's nothing in your past that can harm you. And there's nothing in your future that can stand in your way. That is the word of the Lord. Here we go. When Pastor Russell is brought over, I want you to give the best praise you've given in the past 3 years. I want you to blow up the roof. I want to make so much noise. I want to break the decibel level. Not for the sake of making noise, but shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Here we go. When he goes over, give God the best praise. Show me your glory. Help. If you don't have any Dagons, if you began today and there were no Dagons, if the enemy did not construct anything to try to stop you, hinder, impede, obstruct, and you're cool, stay right there where you're at. But if you're ready to walk from now on under that anointing, if your life is a perpetual timber, it's coming down. If you're committed to shining the glory of the risen Christ in you, with you, for you, and through you, if you believe this year, more people will come to Jesus as as Lord and Savior through your testimony than ever before in your entire life. At the count of three, get out of your seat, join me. Get up here and say, show me your glory. One, two, three, go! Societal architects and cultural reformers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, exhorters, miracle workers, helps, need, government, societal architects, cultural reformers. We are about to see God's children rise up, just like Reggie preached and Pastor Ott. We are about to see the glory of God in the marketplace, in government, in entertainment, in the sports arena. How about this? I'm prophesying now. In science and technology, I rebuke the lie of the devil that says faith is against science. That's a lie. Faith and science are part of the great continuum of God's beautiful wisdom domain. We're about to see innovators, innovation, ingenuity, creativity. The best apps, the greatest technology, the next Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerbergs and Bill Gates in the redemptive positive way with their creativity will be born again, spirit-empowered, Christ-centered, Bible-believing men and women of God. Get involved politically. Get involved socially. Get involved. Change the world. Raise your right hand, repeat after me. The glory of God is Jesus. He lives inside of me. Through the Holy Spirit, who makes me free. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Therefore, from this moment on, I will show the world the glory of Jesus. Moses prayed, show me your glory. And God says, show the world my glory. I will show the glory in all of my actions, words, deeds, thoughts, all of my posts, all of my relationships. I will show, demonstrate, exhibit the glory of Jesus. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Hey, planet shakers, may the strength of the Father, the grace of the Son, the anointing of the Holy Spirit make this year the best, glorious year of your life. Let's do one thing together for Him. Are you ready? Let's go change the world. God bless you and God keep you. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Let me repeat that. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle. God gave me a word. I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary. The promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed. It's so filled with God's power and spirit. It will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving two copies, one copy, three copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.